Previously on Thomas and the Bible. Well, I don't seem to have a intro from Harley, so I'll take the opportunity to tell you that last week I thought, oh, this is going to be a long episode, and then that way we can finish whatever the hell book we're on, and then now we'll start Hosea, and it'll be a shorter episode. Turns out I flipped the pages around, like I got it wrong. And I did a really short episode last week. I was wondering why it was so short. So today's a long episode. So there you go. Oh, thanks, Harley, for that intro. Yeah, like Harley said, we're on Hosea. I have a confession to make. This is like Reddit. I mean, it's not that good, but it's like those Reddit threads where it's like, oh, confess something you thought for like way too long of a time and before, you know, and you didn't correct it. And I always thought Hosea was a girl. I don't know why. The name Hosea to me just sounds like a girl's name for no reason. Maybe that's dumb or maybe it's not. I actually have no idea. But I should have known. There's very few Bible names that are women. There's a couple, but yeah, Hosea, turns out it's a man. So yeah, we're on Hosea. Like Harley said, I thought last week was going to be a long episode, and I was like, man, it really seems kind of short, and it was. So Hosea is what's called a minor prophet. It's actually the first of the minor prophets. So I'm looking at this kind of breakdown of the Bible, or rather of the Torah? No, the Tanakh, I guess. And it's like, well, you have the Torah, which is the first five books of the Bible, and then you have the Nevi'im, which are the prophets, and then we have the former prophets, which are Joshua, Judges. I don't think his name's Judges, but hi, Judges. Samuel and Kings, and then latter, which was Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. Oh, that's what we were in, Ezekiel. And then now we're on the minor prophets. So either they'll be, is it like minor key, like they're in a minor key, or they're just not important. they're just not important. So that's what we're on now. And then, from there, let's see, where do we go from there? I think we're close. Oh, it's not really in order. So never mind. I don't know. Old Testament. Anyway, sorry, the article I was looking at, it said that the next thing was going to be Psalms, and that better not be true. So I'm pretty sure we already read Psalms. I think after the Minor Prophets, we might just be done with the Old Testament. Ye Old Testament. Let's see. I'll just check it for fun. Yep. Okay, so we got, guys, Minor Prophet Countdown. 12 to go. 12 to go, guys. And we're going to do most of Hosea today. So there you go. Where's my reading? Hosea 1 through 9. I guess it's short chapters. The word of the Lord that came unto Hosea, the son of Beeri, in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, the beginning of the word of the Lord by Hosea. And the Lord said to Hosea, go, take unto thee a wife of whoredoms, and children of whoredoms. That's interesting. For the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. So he went. Hosea was not going to, you know, he's not going to wait. He doesn't need to hear that twice, basically, as I think is the saying I was trying to go for. He's like, what, Mary, find some horse, huh? Okay, I'm gone. So he just goes. He doesn't question. He took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, huge whore, giant whore, which conceived in, I like witch. Yeah, it's not even a person. It's just, I'm sure that's some sort of translation thing, but instead of who conceived, it says which conceived and bare him a son. And the Lord said unto him, call his name Jezreel, for yet a little while, and I will avenge the blood of Jezreel upon the house of Jehu, and will cause to cease the kingdom of the house of Israel. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. And she conceived again and bare a daughter. God's like, disregard that. Don't even keep it. No. And God said unto him, call her name Loramah, for I will no more have mercy upon the house of Israel. Not sure what the connection is there, but maybe Loramah means like not having mercy upon the house of Israel, maybe. Sort of literal, I guess. But I will utterly take them away. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will save them by the bow, nor by the... will not save them by the bow, nor... I'm guessing that's bow. By the bow, nor by the sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Now when she had weaned Lo-Ruhamah, she conceived. So this is just a guy having a bunch of kids. This is all this is. Then said God, call his name Lo-Ami, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your God. And then Jose was like, God, are we just going to talk every time I have a kid? You're going to say, like, tell me what, make demands on what I should name the kid, and then that's it? You don't speak to me for another couple years? Is that our relationship? So that's just my job. I have kids. You'll come down and be like, oh, call it this, because screw those Israelites, am I right? All right, see you in another couple years. Like, is that their relationship? Because that's so far what it's like. This guy must be kind of confused. Get the... Oh, man. Yeah, sorry. I'm really tired. This has been a rough week, so there may be more yawns than normal. I'll try to keep them down. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered, and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appoint themselves one head, and they shall come up out of the land, for great shall be the day of Jezreel. So that's Hosea 1, everyone. How was it for you? Was it about what you thought it would be? Say ye unto your brethren, Ami, and to your sisters, Ramah, plead with your mother, plead, for she is not my wife, neither am I her husband. Let her therefore put away her whoredoms out of her sight, and her adulteries far from between her breasts. Lest I strip her naked and set her as the day that she was born, and make her as a wilderness, and set her like a dry land, and slay her with thirst. And I will not have mercy upon her children, for they be the children of whoredoms. For their mother hath played the harlot. She that conceived them hath done shamefully. For she said, I will go after my lovers, and that give me my bread and my water, my wool and my flax, mine oil and my drink. Therefore, behold, I will hedge up thy way with thorns, and make a wall, that she shall not find her paths. And she shall follow after her lovers, but she shall not overtake them. And she shall seek them, but she shall not find them. And then she shall say, I will go and return to my first husband, for then it was better than me now. Yeah. So I've learned from the Bible that we're not talking about a literal person. We're talking about the Israelites. So they're always the metaphor. Guys, the really brilliant metaphor is that it's like a woman who's like a whore. The Israelites who don't worship God, they go worship other gods, you know, kind of like a horde, like just every single time. This is the same metaphor all the time. And then God's going to like punish the whore for being such a whore. And then she'll stop doing that and then come back to God. Like that's essentially what we're dealing with here. For she did not know that I gave her corn and wine and oil and multiplied her silver and gold, which they prepared for Baal. Therefore will I return and take away my corn in the time thereof, and my wine in the season thereof, and will recover my wool and my flax, given to cover her nakedness. And now I will discover her lewdness in the sight of her lovers, and none shall deliver her out of mine hand. I will also cause all her mirth to cease, her feast days and her new moons and her Sabbaths and all her solemn feasts. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the breasts of the field shall eat them. And I will visit upon her the days of Baalim, wherein she burned incense to them, and she decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgat me, saith the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will allure her, and bring her into the wilderness, and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence in the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth. All right, Hosea, so far you're disappointing me. This is boring, because what I was hoping would be another story. See, the Bible is pretty interesting when, like, things happen, which is rare. It's really not interesting when it's just prophecy. That is the boringest thing. It is, wow, I had no idea. You know, I didn't know that too. If you'd asked me years ago before I started this, like, hey, do you think a book of prophecy would be interesting? Like, even if you didn't believe in it, I'd be like, yeah, it might be interesting. No, it's not. This is not it. This is not that. It's the most inane garbage that there's no point to. Like, it just goes on forever. Anyway. And show me that day, saith the Lord, that the thou shalt call me Ishi, and thou shalt call me no more Baali. For I will take away the names of Baalim out of her mouth, and they shall no more be remembered by their name. And in that day I will make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven and with the creeping things of the ground. And I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them to lie down safely. And I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness, and in judgment, and in loving kindness, and in mercies. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. And it shall come to pass in that day, I will hear, saith the Lord, I will hear the heavens, and they shall hear the earth. And the earth shall hear the corn, and the wine, and the oil, and they shall hear Jezreel. And I will sow her unto me in the earth, and I will have mercy upon her that I had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people, and they shall say, thou art my God. All right, so that's what's going to happen, guys. We're all going to hold God to it, right? He's made a prediction, so we're all going to remember exactly all the parts of it and then judge if it came true. And if it didn't come true, then he doesn't exist, right? That's how we're going to do it. Okay, good. Break. Hosea 3, then said the Lord unto me, go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord, toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods and love flagons of wine. I don't have any flagons. I need a flagon. I don't know if you say that differently, but it's just like a container of some sort of wine. I have bottles of wine, but I don't have any flagons of wine. I wonder if they're anything like the plastic, the box wine with a bladder. Yeah, box wine. Maybe flagon is, that's what was like the cheap box wine back then. Everyone was like, dude, look at this guy with his flagon of wine. Yeah, I have a bottle. Yeah, I know, me too. So I brought her to me for 15 pieces of silver and for an omer of barley and a half omer of barley. So an omer and a half of barley, I guess. And I said unto her, thou shalt abide for me many days, thou shalt not play the harlot, and thou shalt not be for another man, so will I also be for thee. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, and without a prince, and without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an ephod, and without teraphim. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek the Lord their God and David their king, and shall fear the Lord and his goodness in the latter days. Okay, so 3 was really short, so we're on to 4. We're on a roll, guys. I think we're doing good work. Keep it up. Keep it up, everyone. Good job. Pat yourself on the back. 4 is a little longer. I mean, for Hosea, it's still pretty short. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing and adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore I will change their glory into shame. They eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. There shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways, and reward their doings. For they shall eat and not have enough, and they shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase. because they have left off to take heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because of the shadow thereof is good. And therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, because I like it. No. Nor your spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. All right, God, if I was your editor, I would say, like, you know, awful lot of whore and harlot talk. So, like, already in this chapter and in this book, like, you've already maybe mix it up a little bit. Like, it's a lot of whore talk, a lot of harlot. Ooh, you're asleep, you know, being a whore. You know, there's a lot of it. So maybe trim down a little bit of it just for, you know, interest's sake. Though thou, Israel, play the harlot. Oh, there's that alarm again. Damn it, I keep forgetting to apologize. That's a new feature of the show, by the way, my alarm that goes off every time. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. Their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love give ye. The wind hath bound her up in wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. All right, Hosea 5. Hear this. Yeah, well, anyway, so the last chapter didn't make much sense, but I'll summarize it by saying, basically, I know this is it's going to be a shock to you guys. The Israelites have not been worshiping the right God. They've been worshiping Baal and other gods for no conceivable reason. There's no possible reason anyone who knew that God was real and, like, witnessed miracles, you know, their parents witnessed miracles, saw God do all this cool stuff. There's no way anyone who fits that category, that description, would be like, yeah, but I'm going to worship this other God that I know is not real and doesn't perform miracles and has no, I like this God better. What kind of pathetic sack of crap does God have to be? Picture this. I know I've said this before. I've said everything before. But he's the only God. Guys, I don't know if you know this. God is actually the only God, according to the Bible. Like, if we're going with the premise here. And he's the only real God. He's the only God who can actually do all this stuff. And he's losing all his business to fake gods. Imagine if you were a plumber and you're the only plumber. Like, there's no other plumber and everyone has plumbing and it's all broken. Like, they need you. And then you have no business. You're losing all of your business to nothing I don't even know what the equivalent would be. You're losing all your business to, someone who says they have a friend who's a plumber. Nothing gets fixed. Like, you're the only real plumber, apparently, and everyone has pipes. They all need them to be fixed. You can't get any business because every single person wants a not real plumber, like the rumor of a plumber. They want them more than you. Like, how bad do you have to be at your job, or how bad at advertising? I don't know. It's something. Anyway, it's just hilarious. Hear ye this, O priests, and hearken, ye house of Israel. Give your ear, O house of the king, for judgment is toward you. Because I'm going to try to hold this God off. I'm going to hold it off. It's not happening. It's not happening. Okay. Whew, I beat it. I beat that one. Don't count it. Harley, if you're there, don't count that one. Because ye have been a snare on Mizpah, and a net spread upon Tabor, and the revolters are profound to make slaughter. Though I have been a rebuker of them all. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hid from me. Oh, Ephraim, thou committest whoredom, and Israel is defiled. They will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. and the pride of Israel doth testify to his face. Therefore shall Israel in a frame fall in their iniquity. Judah is also shall follow them. They shall go with their flocks and their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have begotten strange children. Now shall a month devour them with their portions. Blow ye the cornet in Gibeah, and the trumpet in Ramah, and cry aloud at Bethaven, for thee, O Benjamin. Ephraim shall be desolate in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel have I made known that which shall surely be. The princes of Judah were like them that remove the bound. Therefore I will pour out my wrath upon them like water. Ephraim is oppressed and broken in judgment, because he willingly walked after the commandment. Therefore will I be unto Ephraim as a moth, and to the house of Judah as rottenness. When Ephraim saw his sickness, and Judah saw his wound, then went Ephraim to the Assyrian, and sent to King Jareb. Yet he could not heal you, nor cure you of your wound. For I will be unto Ephraim as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. Even I will tear and go away, and I will take away, and none shall rescue him. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early. So now God was getting a little passive-aggressive. He's like, fine, well, okay, well, I guess it's clear that I'm not needed here, so I'm just going to mess everything up and punish you guys. And then I'm going to go hide, and we'll see who comes in search of me. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just, guys, I guess I'm just not that important, you know? So I don't know what to say. I guess if you need me, I'll be over here. Hosea 6. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. O Ephraim, what shall I do unto thee? O Judah, what shall I do unto thee? For your goodness is a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. Therefore have I hewed them by the prophets, I have slain them by the swords, by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than the burnt offerings. But they, like men, have transgressed the covenant. There have they dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of them that work iniquity, and is polluted with blood. And as troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. I have seen an horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the whoredom of Ephraim. Israel is defiled. Oh, also, O Judah, he hath set an harvest for thee when I return the captivity of my people. Hosea 7. Yeah, this is pretty bad so far, I gotta be honest. I'm glad Hosea is, like, really short. I think it's only... Let's see, how many Hoseas were there? Like, I want to say like 12. 14. So we're going to be done with 9 out of 14 of boring BS Hosea. So that's good, guys. Consider yourselves lucky. I know I do. Hosea 7. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria. I had an idea. You know, someday, guys, I'm going to be done with this book. And it's not too long from now. I can actually tell you exactly when. It'll be a little less than a year from now. So, just about a year from now. I didn't realize it was already... Wow. I will be done with this book. And I will be next doing one of the other books. That's been my plan since the beginning. I figure I'd do the Quran. I don't think there's a very good Quran podcast. I know there's some, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think it matters. I mean, Quran, Book of Mormon, what else is there? I don't know. I know there's a ton of other stuff. But yeah, anyway, Dianetics, no. But I was thinking, you know, I've made through atheistically speaking, I've connected with a lot of people, and I was thinking, oh, if I do the Quran, I could have ex-Muslims, like, or even it would be nice if I could find current Muslims, but I'm sure they, you know, doubt they would want to come on. But it would be kind of cool to get their perspective on stuff, you know, so it's not just me reading this. I'd get Christians' perspective on the Old Testament, except no one cares. Like, they don't, they're all, yeah, it's, anyway. But that was a thought I had, and so maybe when I start the new series in a year, that'll be something I can make it a little bit better, you know, improve, and all that. So just the thought I was, felt like sharing with you. When I would have healed Israel, then the iniquity of Ephraim was discovered, and the wickedness of Samaria, for they commit falsehood. And the thief cometh in, and the troop of robbers spoileth without. And they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about, and they are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness, and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, as an oven heated by the baker, who ceaseth from raising after he hath kneaded the dough until it be leavened. In the day of our king, the princes have made him sick with bottles of wine. He stretched out his hand with scorners, for they have made ready their heart like an oven, whilst they lie in wait. Their baker sleepeth all night. In the morning it burneth as a flaming fire. They are all hot as an oven, and have devoured their judges, and their kings are fallen. There is none among them that calleth unto me. Ephraim, he hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned. Strangers have devoured his strength, and he knoweth not. He knoweth it not. Yea, gray hairs are there, and they're upon him, yet he knoweth it not. And the pride of Israel testifieth to his face, and they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. Ephraim is also like a silly dove without heart. They call to Egypt, and they go to Assyria. When they go out, I will spread my net upon them. I will bring them down as the fowls of heaven. I will chastise them as their congregation hath heard. Woe unto them, for they have fled from me. Destruction unto them, because they have transgressed against me. Though I have redeemed them, yet they have spoken lies against me. And they have not cried unto me with their heart, and when they howled upon their beds. And they assembled themselves for corn and wine, and they rebel against me. Though I have bound and strengthened their arms, yet do they imagine mischief against me. They return, but not to the Most High. They are like a deceitful bow? I don't know. Their princes shall fall by the sword for the rage of their tongue, and this shall be the derision of the land of Egypt. Jose, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty disappointed. This is about the boringest thing I've... No, I can't. Guys, I cannot make statements like that. Oh, why didn't somebody stop me? I cannot make a statement like that. This is not... Before I say, like, ooh, this is the boringest thing I've ever read, I really need to, like, dig deep and consider what I'm saying. I mean, because I've read so many different horrible, boring parts of the Bible. I just can't. That's like someone who was in the Holocaust being like, oh, this is like, you know, 20 years later, like, oh, worst day of my life. And then like, wait a minute, this is not the worst day of my life. I wonder if that ever happened. I hate to, you know, Godwin's law or whatever. Not really, but I hate to bring up the Holocaust as just such an easy, extremely bad example. But I wonder if that did ever happen. Was there ever someone who survived the Holocaust and then like 20 years later, which would be like in the mid-60s, I guess, they just had something go wrong and they were just like, ah, this is the worst day of my life. Oh my God. And then I wonder if they realized like, wait. This is not the worst day of my life. I wonder if that ever happened. That would be interesting. Very interesting. What was I saying? Yeah, so similarly, this is not, you know, this is not the worst thing I've ever read. It's not, but it's bad. So yeah, I was looking at an outline here. So chapters 1 to 2, which we've read those, account of Hosea's marriage with Gomer biographically, which is a metaphor for the relationship with Yahweh in Israel. Like I said, chapter 3, account of Hosea's marriage autobiographically. This is possibly a marriage to a different woman. Yeah, do what you want. And then chapters 4 through 14, which is the rest of it, Oracle judging Israel. That, guys, haven't we had enough judging Israel? I get it. Israel's terrible. They're sacks of crap. They're the worst chosen people ever. So Ephraim in particular for not living up to the covenant. That's it. That's just, that's, there's nothing interesting here. Move on. Nothing to see here. I have no memory of if I read any of this. I don't think I did. Set the trumpet to thy mouth. He shall come as an eagle against the house of the Lord, because they have transgressed my covenant and trespassed against my law. Israel shall cry unto me, my God, we know thee. Israel hath cast off the thing that is good. The enemy shall pursue him. They have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold, they have made them idols, that they may be cut off. Thy calf, O Samaria, has cast thee off. Mine anger is kindled against them. How long will it be ere they attain to innocency? For from Israel was it also. The workman made it, therefore it is not God. But the calf of Samaria shall be broken in pieces. For they have sown the wind, they shall reap the whirlwind. It hath no stock, the bud shall yield no meal, but if so be it yield, the stranger shall swallow it up. Israel is swallowing up, now they shall be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. For they are gone up to Assyria, a wild ass alone by himself. Ephraim hath hired lovers. Yea, though they have hired among the nations, now will I gather them, and they shall sorrow a little for the burden of the king of princes. Because Ephraim hath made many altars to sin, altars shall be unto him to sin. I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. They sacrifice flesh for the sacrifices of mine offerings, and eat it, but the Lord accepteth them not. Now will he remember their iniquity and visit their sins. They shall return to Egypt. For Israel hath forgotten his maker and buildeth temples, and Judah hath multiplied fenced cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour the places thereof. Going to Hosea 9. Again, nothing's happening. Last chapter of the night here, so it better be a bad one, because that's pretty much all we get. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people, for thou hast gone a-whoring from thy God, always a-whoring. Thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Israel, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted, for their bread for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will ye do in the solemn day and in the day of the feast of the Lord? For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up, Memphis shall bury them, the pleasant places for their silver. Nettles shall possess them, thorns shall be in their tabernacles. Get these thorns out of my tabernacles. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. But the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways. And hatred is in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore he will remember their iniquity, he will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first ripe in the fig tree at her first time. But they went to Baal Peor, and separated themselves unto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird, from the birth, and from the womb, and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them, and there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also unto them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten, their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit, yea, though they shall bring forth, yet will I slay even the most beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Ugh, thank God we're done, guys. We're done for the day. We can hang up our hats and just say, I'm done. This is the end. That was really boring. Hosea sucks. I hope maybe the next minor prophet will be better, which who knows? We might actually start on the next minor prophet next week because we only have a few chapters of Hosea left. So yeah, this was terrible. I apologize for even, you know, being a part of it, whatever small part that I was. I just don't know what to do with myself now because it's so terrible. I know what I should do. I will thank my lovely patrons. You guys really make the show go round, as I always say. I really appreciate it. If you want to be a patron, go to patreon.com/teenthebe. And I think I had someone who, let's see if I had a pledge this week. Yeah, you guys are the best, as I've said. Latest pledge. Oh, Sean Moore. There we go. Sean Moore. Pledge on 5/5. That was yesterday. That's it. So, and then I think someone, let me see. Yeah, Sean Moore. Yeah. Someone else might have changed their pledge, but I'm not sure. Let's see if I find, it notifies me, but doesn't really give me much information. Just says like they changed their pledge. So Katie Quiznos, of course, top patron right now, Marcel. Love you, Marcel. Sean Moore, Sarah McPike, Charles Bangwiener. Oh, I think it was Sarah. Did Sarah up her bid? I don't know. Charles Bangwiener, John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerfort, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, Travis Peterson, and honorable mention to Tor Melkovic and Heriberto. Thank you guys so much. I really mean it. And I hope you don't get tired of being thanked because I'm not going to stop thanking you. Everyone, I just thank, plus all my other patrons, of course. I really appreciate you. And like I said, you make this show go round and you make Thomas and the Quran go round in a year from now. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next week.